News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Now, let's turn back to that Ryanair story. We've been talking about it all morning. The company saying it's considering increasing the commission. It pays the staff who identify oversized bags at boarding gates. Michael O'Leary was on with Joe a little bit earlier on Breakfast Business, basically saying we making no apologies for this. He's saying, look, we have to weed out those selfish people, basically, who turn up with their bags that are too big, and basically saying he's not apologising. He's thinking of increasing the commission for staff in terms of calling out the, those people whose bags are too big. For more on this, we're joined by Eoin Curry, editor of TravelExtra.ie. Do you agree with Michael O'Leary, Eoin?
Absolutely. There's nothing has changed here. This has been the case many, many years ago. The big question in over the years has been how much commission is paid. Was it capped? They're the sort of things that were reported on by one of the papers yesterday. But since the beginning, the size of your onboard bag has been the subject of this battle between passengers and the agents at the gate, usually a Ryanair agent if you're in Dublin. But you've got to remember that across Europe, Ryanair subcontracts this out to third parties and specialist other companies. And in my experience, that is where most of the problems arise. Tends not to happen so much in Ireland. Big arguments about bag size and are they being unreasonable in other airports.
And how do those arguments arise? Because is it not pretty straightforward? There is this device, this kind of tray that you have to fit your 10kg case into. And if it doesn't fit, then it's too big. If it does fit, there's no problem.
Absolutely clear. Michael O'Leary tells a story, I don't know if he did this morning, where he was actually caught himself in London. And I think we can imagine it was maybe stage managed. Most of what Michael O'Leary does is very public, where he was marched up, his bag wouldn't fit in the sizer, and he had to cough up his €60. It happened in Stansted a couple of years ago. Where the arguments arise is people saying, yes, it does fit. Oh, it's not that weight. I weighed it before I came out and your weight measurement is different from mine. They're all the sort of things that happen with passengers. They happen on a regular basis. But the point really he's making, and he's made it repeatedly since this came in and he started charging for bags way, way back. The point is, it's not about the revenue. It's really about the turnaround time. Ryanair's entire economic model is getting that plane on the ground and off again in 25 minutes. Some of the delays arise from air traffic control, airports, slots, all of that stuff. But he wants to eliminate any cause of delay, and a lot of that is on the baggage side.
So do you accept his bona fides when he says this is not about revenue? Because a lot of people texting in will say it's all about making money. But do you accept his bona fides when he says it's not about that?
I don't think the baggage is as important in revenue. The figures came out, by the way, coincidentally, the first quarter results came out this morning.
Yeah, and, 820 million euro in profits, revenue of 4.3 billion. It's extraordinary sums of money.
Converting that to where it's really relevant to passengers, the average fare is €51. That's up about 20%. But the interesting thing is when you put the revenue and the number of passengers, he's charging the average fare is €51 and the average revenue per passenger is 75. That's a phenomenal €24 extra being paid. It's being paid partly in the cups of coffee, the food, the lottery, all that stuff we have on board. But most of it is being paid by the extra people paid to get that second bag on board. You have to more or less buy priority boarding for that. Now, he keeps saying baggage, is not really about making money, but there is a point that there is no other airline in Europe where the ancillary revenue is as high a proportion of their overall revenue. Ryanair aircraft, they take off and land. They work like Saturday's child, works hard for a living. Ryanair aircraft take off and land six times a day. So 25-minute turnaround is central to this. So there is a bona fide to it that anything that slows down is more important to the bottom line than the few bob you get off a baggage.
Eoin Curry, editor of TravelExtra.ie, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
Now, still.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.